Chauvin's heart.
It's hard for me to talk about. First of all, because I'm not ready to speak about these in Yanim. In fact, I think this is the first time I'm talking in the context of 10-minute Musar about Chauvin. I haven't done that before. It just happened to be when I was struggling whether to talk about or not a Talmud of mine from many years ago. I would say even a Talmud Chacham came to speak to me about topics of Shmiras HaBris and Shmiras HaEinayim. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle for all of us. How do we succeed? Or to rephrase, how do we make ourselves just a little better? How do we have a little bit more of Tahara in our lives? So Be'ezer Hashem, tonight I want to focus on two components. Two components that's discussed in Chassidus. The first one is a tremendous challenge for us. And that challenge is the fact that we have been raised in a society that the emphasis is self-gratification, where everything that speaks to us is how do we satisfy our desires as quickly as possible. And in general, a society that's self-absorbed. You know, they say that there was once a waitress in a restaurant on Halloween. She had sponges all over her. Someone asked her, "What are you dressed up as?" She said, "I'm self-absorbed." But that's our door. That's our generation. Torah Kedosha describes in Sifrei Chassidus, even though it seems to have nothing to do with these weeks of Shmos Ve'era, etc., and Parshas Noach, Vayiru b'nei olekim es b'nos ha'adam ki tovos heina. Rashi points out that these b'nei olekim who grabbed these women, the Torah describes them tovos heina as tes ve'ez saf. Tovos k'siv chaser, Rashi says, ki meitivin es hakala. It's written without the vavs because these were girls, special girls. And each one of you, Imirtz Hashem, is going to be married to a very special woman. You have a kala down the line, at the end of the canopy, at the end of the aisle, excuse me, at the canopy, waiting for you. Sometimes it feels like it's a long road. And what happened was, there were those who came and they grabbed them too early. The kala was prepared. She was lehitiv. That's what Rashi says is the shorish of the word teves, tes ve'ez samach, and they jumped. They couldn't hold back. Of course, this is also a hint to the month of Teves. Teves, which is the first month of Chauvin. So if you will, al pi chasidus, this is the vart of the Pele Yoetz, the first step in making the most of Chauvin is realizing the avoda of Teves is that we have an avoda to fight against the natural inclination of instant self-gratification. That's number one. Number two, there's another struggle that we have. And this is, in Avodas Hashem, the aveira of violating Shmiras HaBris. Writes the Sefer Atzei Levanon, the month of Shvat, Anu mispalim LaHashem Yisbarach Shi Yisbarachu Eilanos Beperos Merubos V'Tovos. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have full and beautiful fruits. Ubazenu miramzim gamkein ki kemoa ilanos hamisparchos beperos osur lekatzitzam. Just like the fruit trees, it's prohibited to cut down. Kemokein adam, so to a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our sexuality has put inside of us a tremendous koach to build a beautiful family. And therefore, our koach has to be used, leperos, letoeles, and not chas v'chalil, the opposite. So the first month, the month of Teves, is the hashkafa, the perspective. The second is the recognition that there is an avoda and a struggle, and that's what Shvat is. Allowing our kochos to reach their potential, and not liktsots. And not to cut down. So how do we go about being misaken the avoda of Teves. These are 2 months of Shomim, Teves and Shvat. So the first one is we have to reorient our perspective of what is Jewish sexuality. There's a beautiful saying that Rav Tatz Shlita says, Nichnas Yayin Yatza Sod, that when the wine goes into a Jew, the secret comes out. All of the major religions tried, as an extension of Judaism, tried to imitate Yadus. Islam tried, but they couldn't do it entirely. They prohibited wine. Wine, which we use for Kedusha, they needed to prohibit. Christianity prohibited women to those who are holy. What is Kedusha? In this room, when we learn with the Chassanim, we quote the Ramban Sefer, some say it's from Rabbeinu Bechai, it's put together in the Kisvei Ramban, is a Sefer called Igeres HaKodesh. And it talks about Kedusha between husband and wife. What is Kedusha between husband and wife? So when I was your age, I thought the Chassidus teaches that Kedusha means that the idea is that a holy man doesn't enjoy that act. Nitazeh, that's not what the Pshat is. If you look in the Igeres HaKodesh of the Ramban says, Kedusha is a man who doesn't focus on his own pleasure, but his focus is on his wife's pleasure. In other words, the challenge is that we look at our existence as not simply satisfying ourselves, but using all the kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to satisfy others, not focusing on our own pleasure. And so therefore, the hashkafa of Teves, the perspective of someone who is trying to improve a little bit in Tahara, that individual, the first step is to say, wait a second, my focus is not myself. And Doseis Kedusha, that is what holiness is, says the Ramban. Or maybe Rabbeinu Bechai is Talmud. That's what Kedusha is. That's Teves. What's Shvat? What's this idea in which we have this tremendous challenge where we try to hold back taking the yisod of Teves and being able to realize that our kochos should be used ligmores apri, to allow ourselves to entirely complete the fruits that we're supposed to bring into the world and not chas chalila lekotzitzon? There's something else in Shvat. The avoda of Shvat is also a tremendous gilui. It reveals something that human beings normally don't see. My brother Shlita from Lakewood quoted his mashkiach, an amazing yesod. Tzadik katoma yifrach. A tzadik is like a tamar tree, a date tree. I think it was Rav Fishman who pointed out that a date tree, its roots grow very, very deep into the ground. And you don't see any fruits right away. What is the avoda of Shvat? Ki odom eitz hasada, a person resembles a tree. Shvat all focuses on the growth of trees and fruits. According to Beis Shammai, it's Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos, it's the beginning of the new year of a tree. You don't see anything. The sap has just begun to pass through the trunk of the tree. But it's already Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos. According to Beis Hillel, is a slight bud. And that already signifies the birth of the next year of fruits. And you know what that represents? That represents the idea that there's so much potential that's inside of us, but we're not willing to give it time and hard work to develop. And we give up so easily. And we say that we've fallen once, we've fallen twice, and there's no way I could take another small step to Tahara. Teves reminds us not to chas v'chalila fall into the mindset of those in Parshas Noach, that there is a time that we need to realize that life is not all about self-gratification. And the tikkun of Shvat is where a person says, wait a second, the potential inside of me is so great, if only I would give myself time, and patience, and with a little bit of hard work, there's a tremendous amount of tahara every single one of us could achieve. So what's the process? The process needs to be explained a little. Everything I'm going to talk about now are dvarim pshutim. But we need to talk about these simple things and explain why they're so important. Three things. The last one I'm going to elaborate on a lot. Number one, there's no question that these things, which are extremely important parts of our lives, there's no question that the first step is Sur Meira. And that is that there are certain things that we have to say that we need to create the red lines of those things that have. They're asur tas. Not because the rabbi said, not because the yeshiva said, not because the pashkavila said, but because we have decided that these are things that we want to distance ourselves from. And the first step, of course, are filters. At the same time, that's all I'm going to say about filters. You've heard it from others, I'm sure. At the same time, at the end of the day, without having the desire for asei tov, all of the filters in the world aren't going to work. Talmidim have heard me say in the past, the Torah Kedoshah says, lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem. Of course, that refers to shmiras einayim. Rashi describes, ha'ayin roa ha'leiv chomet v'agufo se'aver. The eye sees, the heart desires, and the body does aver. So notice the order. First the eyes, then the heart, and then the avera. I was bothered by a question. The pasuk says in the opposite direction. The pasuk says, lo sasuru achrei levavchem, then achrei enechem. And I was thrilled to see that one of the Bali Muslims said, pashut. Rashi is describing the pu'ula, the action. The Torah is describing the nefesh, the spirit of either a mitzvah or an avera. The avera starts because where the heart wants to be. So you could put all the filters in the world, but if a person doesn't internalize that tahara and kedusha is something that's shayich to me, that I could be a merkava, I could be a chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if only I begin to take one step, it's amazing how far a person could go. So Sur Meira is not enough. There needs to be an Asei Tov. There has to be something in Bechinas HaLev. There are two parts. The second part, which I'll just make reference to, there's nothing that we could accomplish in our lives without turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am Basar V'dam, I am a mixture of a Taruvos of Rav V'tov, and I am a struggle between a Nefesh and a Guf, and please somehow allow the Nefesh to triumph over the guf, the inclinations of the body. That's number two. Without tefillah for siyata d'shmaya, we'll never become merkava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's number three. We have a Messiah from the Kotzke Rebbe Zuchusa Yogain Oleinu. This was said by the Chidush Arim, that the Chidush Arim said that the most important anecdote for Shovavim is, these were the words of Kotzke Rebbe. 200 years later, it's the beauty of Masorah. We have exact words from what the Kotzke Rebbe said. That the Kotzke Rebbe said, Gemara in Tesis. Those were his words. I should probably synthesize and say, A. Gemara in Tesis. That's how the Kotzke Rebbe said. Gemara in Tesis. That's the antidote. Amelus on Gemara in Tesis. Why? The Belzer Rebbe said as follows. He said, everything that tshuva requires in terms of fasts and what's called in Lashon Kodesh sigufin, which in once upon a time people used to even, you know, roll in the snow as an example, torture themselves, all of those things, the Belzer Rebbe, talking about one of the older Belzer Rebbes, 150 years ago, said every single one of that could be accomplished in Amelus Batorah. And based on our analysis of what Teves is all about and what the challenge of Shovim is all about, it's Pashut. Because the Shoresh of these Averos is the desire for self-gratification. That's the root. If so, Talmud Torah, if it's done right, is be'ema b'resas u'bezeya, a sense of trepidation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of me, a sense that I am continuing on my Midar Sinai. Thus haste a ma'isa merkava. That's being a merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person has a sense that he's l'fnei Hashem and he's being mekabel the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given at Sinai. That's step number one. Continuing with our Masorah from Kutz, the Rebbe of Kutz was quoted by the Avnei Nezer, another one of his great Talmidim, as saying something fascinating about Amelus B'Torah. Listen to the words. Im ha'odom mevarer ha'alacha. When a person works to be mevarer. Now, the first time I said this over, I translated the word mevarer in the natural English, which is totally wrong, which is a Western translation of it. And that is to choose. People use the word levarer, to choose. In Torah culture, we don't choose. Livrar means to select. In Western culture, people choose between this and that. In our culture, what we do is, the avoda of Gemara is to select, the avoda of Halacha is to select, the avoda of Amelus HaTorah is to take apart the different components of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Mivarer Halacha, az ha'ish, is what the Kotzker said, az ha'ish nase mivurer ba'atzmo. Then the person himself, that process, causes the individual to go through an internal process of selection. In other words, Tov and Ra begins to become clearer and clearer to us. Both on a Kabbalistic level, it's a Koach HaNefesh that goes into a person's Ramach Evarim and Shesagidim, and also on an intellectual level. When a person begins to apply himself to what exactly Abaye is saying, what is Rava saying, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying, what's the Rosh Yeshiva saying, the moment the person begins that process of amelus, then they themselves go through a process of birur. How could it not be that a Talmud who learns be'ema b'resas u'b'zeya, that a Talmud who really applies himself, levarer es ha'alacha, azu mevarer es atzmo, meseches kedushin, the yeshiva's learning meseches kedushin this year. How could he not look at women in a different way? Ha'isha niknis, what exactly is happening? What is the kedusha of the relationship between husband and wife? What did the Ramban describe as Igeres HaKodesh? The problem is that we come and we go. What do I mean we come and we go? We sit down, we learn a few minutes, we know that we've got 2 hours to be ready for shiur. We take a couple minutes break, come back. The whole process is, am I ready that I'm going to be able to follow the shiur? Intellectual process. What did we say so far about the first part of Amelus B'Torah? Amelus B'Torah is Ema Bereses U'Bezeya. Second part is the Yisod from the Rebbe of Kutsk that Mevara Halacha Oz Mevura Alidei Atzmo. Here's the third part. This is a little bit heavy. And I'm not telling anybody to do this. But this is a quote from the Yisod Avoda. Chazon Ish talks about this a lot as well. Vakoveya lo lilmod heishos. A person who sets aside to learn 5 hours belishum hefsek. Maybe on Shavuos night we could try for it. But there's a compass. This is a direction. And this is how we transform ourselves. Belishum hefsek dibur b'inyin acher. Nir elisha dover zehu inyin nifla hamoel u'mezachech u'mechaper. It somehow purifies and atones. You know why? Because our Talmud Torah is no longer about an intellectual process. It is about an aspiration to be suffused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. For some of us, it's 10 minutes without pulling out our phone. For another one, it's 2 hours of baking your head over a Ramban. And for a few of you, when it comes Shavuos night, maybe it's 4 hours learning straight. So our Masorah is that the most powerful tikkun is Amelus B'Torah. It requires tefillah. And at the core, though, it's not simply Amelus B'Torah. It's a perspective. What are we here for? Are we going from Teves to Shvat to realize the potential that's inside of us to accomplish these things really, really exists. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmayim. We should be zocha to be a merkava for kedusha. And you could accomplish so much more than you'll ever believe. I say a controversial statement. I believe, this is what I believe my nefesh, maybe there are people who are greater who would disagree with me. I believe that most individuals reach only 3 or 4% of their potential. Maybe giants reach 7, 8% of their potential. There's so much potential kedusha that's inside of us. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmayim to take the first few steps are the hardest. But if we begin to take those steps with that she'ifa, realize what is avodah of teves, what is avodah of shvat, then maybe we'll be zocha to be mekadesh shem shemayim.